Hi, my name is Rachel. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from control. Hey, guys. I grew up in a small Central Texas town in a loving and Christ-centered home where my dad was the pastor of a local church. Being a firstborn and a preacher's kid, I felt the weight of being that perfect girl, trying to be a good role model and always doing the right thing. I heard the story of Jesus over and over again, how a perfect, loving Savior came to this earth as a man, lived a sinless life, and died the gruesome death that I deserved, then raised from the dead to prove that he was God. Even as a young child, I fully understood how much God loved me, and I accepted Christ into my life at age 7. Through my childhood and teenage years, I tried to control every part of my life and other people's life to make sure my reputation was where I wanted it. My plan was set. I was a leader in my church youth group, sang on the praise team, had the popular boyfriend, and was very active in sports and school. I did my best to uphold my reputation and play the part. However, my teenage world came crashing down when that longtime high school boyfriend broke up with me unexpectedly. I had lost deep friendships with my girlfriend, and I didn't have anyone to turn to. So I tried to cope by hanging out with a few guys from the baseball team. During this time, I was desperate to fit in, and I ended up in situations that were intriguing yet uncomfortable and manipulating during a weekend of bad choices. Before I knew it, my messing around was the talk of the town. My coaches, friends, and even parents quickly found out, and my life as I knew it was over. My reputation that I held onto so desperately was ruined. How could this have happened? How did everyone know? Fear, guilt, and shame came over me like never before. After the fear, anger set in. Girls would laugh and make inappropriate jokes as I would walk by. I felt alone and scared, but I blamed myself. How could I have been so foolish? Those guys promised to not say a word. Why did God allow this to be known, especially when most of the people talking did even worse things than me? I compared my sin to the next person's, and I grew further from the Lord. In college, I clung to control, to not let the hurt and shame haunt me again. I needed a fresh start and set out to make new friends and start my college dream. I received a volleyball scholarship to a small junior college where I started dating a guy who treated me well and was someone who had a lot of potential. I told myself the answer to my hurt, isolation, and loneliness would be fulfilled through a marriage, so that's what I pursued. My dream was to be married at 21, have kids at 23, so we quickly became engaged, and I thought my life was finally starting. I was so desperate to make my plan work that I willingly sacrificed my virginity to help secure my marriage idol and desire of being truly loved. This ultimately bonded me deeply to an unhealthy relationship that pulled me further away from the Lord. I soon became blinded to the sin I was living in, and my relationship with the Lord was distant and lacking. My feelings told me my plan was right, but truthfully, I was still hurting and running from God's best. By God's grace, my fiancé and I ended up in two different states, and we slowly started growing apart. I transferred schools and thankfully got involved in a local college ministry. The Lord started to convict me of the unhealthy relationship I was in and how I idolized marriage over a relationship with Jesus. The blinders of sin slowly started lifting from my eyes. Through this time of growth, as hard as it was, I had the courage to obey the Lord and end my engagement. I released control to the Lord and started pursuing Him with all of my heart. During this time, I committed to the Lord that I would fall in love with Him before I fell in love with another man. College passed, and life took me to Dallas. Dallas was definitely not a part of my plan, but I decided to trust the Lord and let loose of the firm grip I had control on. Once in Dallas, I knew I needed a good church body, and a friend shared with me about Watermark and their young adults ministry, The Porch. I started attending regularly, became a member, got in community, and served with the events team at the porch. Through these, I made the most authentic friends I had ever had, something I had longed for my whole life. They loved me for who I was and didn't judge me for my past mistakes. While serving at the porch, I met my future husband, Bobby. By God's grace, we shared our very first kiss at the altar on March 4th, 2017. He has been one of the life's greatest blessings and a tangible evidence of God's grace in my life. To make it even sweeter, we're expecting our first baby this November. Yeah. Bobby had been through Regen before we dated, and he asked me to consider and pray about doing Regen with him. I knew Regen was something I thought would be good for me, but I honestly didn't think I needed it that bad. My relationship with the Lord was good. I didn't have any crazy addiction or struggle to overcome, or so I thought. The Lord started working and softening my heart as he so gently brought something to my attention. Remember that weekend of bad choices that haunted me in high school? The one that was all my fault? Well, 10 years later, the Lord revealed to me that during that weekend, I was manipulated and pressured against my will to do things I never wanted to do. I thought that since I put myself in that situation, that my hurt and pain was what I deserved for my actions. The Lord reminded me of his sweet grace and love that poured out from the cross as I realized that I had been sexually abused. Through many tears, processing with community, and sharing struggles of how that event even had a foothold in our marriage, I knew it was time to find healing after all those years. So I took a step of faith and came to Regen, where I realized I needed to be a long time ago. Isn't God's timing perfect? And just like me, God brought you here tonight for a purpose. You aren't here by accident. This is a divine appointment from God that he wants to bring, to use you to bring healing and restoration in whatever circumstance you're in. If you're walking through the steps and doubting or struggling, keep coming. The Lord has so much in store for you. The steps of regeneration aren't a one-time fix or a process you go through, but a daily reminder of how we are to evaluate ourselves, turn from sin, and cling to the Lord. During my recovery, I was reminded in step three, trust, that I can trust in the Lord with every aspect of my life, even things out of my control. Matthew 6:26 says, "Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they?" I learned that the Lord's plan for my life is the best plan, more than I could even imagine. If he cares for the birds of the air, oh, how he cares for his children like you and me. In step eight, forgiveness, I discovered that forgiveness is not accepting that the hurt and abuse was okay, but that Christ paid for my sins and the sins of others. I don't have to carry the weight anymore, and I can love and forgive my abusers like Christ loves them. This has been the most freeing time in my life as the Lord gently nudged me into recovery, where I have found full freedom of releasing control to the Lord, walking in true forgiveness and healing. When I walk in obedience with him, he is there to guide me every step of the way. When my flesh starts to creep back in, I can now quickly recognize that and combat the lies of Satan with God's word. John 10:10 says, "The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. And I have come that I may have life and have it to the full." God desires our life to be lived to the full. His fullness of life is the greatest joy anyone can experience. He wants to know us on a personal and intimate level. I'm thankful that even after years of following the Lord, he's still at work, teaching me and stretching me as I learn to fully surrender to his plan for my life. My name is Rachel. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from control. May God get all the glory as I learn to follow his plan instead of trying to write my own. Thanks.